Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Having trouble filing for my benefit. You just telling me that. Let me pull it back up here. So there are pending issues stopping payment on the claim.
So I need to file a claim for you, sir?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. Can I have your social, please?
It's 422.
422?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. 13.
Mm-hmm.
1978.
I have 422-131978.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Could you please verify your name?
Christopher Johnson.
Date of birth?
12/23/1982.
Mother's maiden name, please.
Sullivan.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Verify your birthday. Okay. If you approve for benefits, are you doing direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
What I need from you, is it checking or savings?
Okay.
Sir?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Checking or savings?
Checking.
I need your route number, please, and your bank account number.
All right. Let me pull it up here just so. All right. My route number is, let me find it for you. Okay. Your route number is 321.
321.
270.
270.
742.
742. I have 321-270-742. Correct?
Yes.
Can I have your account number, please?
It's 994.
Mm-hmm.
061.
Mm-hmm.
3681.
994-061-3681. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you verify your address?
9345 B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
Gulf Crest Road.
City and state.
Tunchula, Alabama.
Zip code, please.
36521.
Primary phone number.
251-442-5412.
Thank you.
Question. Now, last Sunday, I had to call in and do the same thing.
Yes,
and
sir.
They sent me a letter in, and then they said they called me, but I must have missed the call. But it says that I failed to provide information. And then it says a separation issue. The work that I was doing, and when I try to answer it, it won't let me answer. I didn't quit enough. We just slow at work, and I got laid off.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to ask me on down the line what.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Licensed social worker, optometrist, physical therapist, assistant, or registered nurse, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Fruitdale, Abbotsville, or Bessemer, or none of the above?
Fruitdale.
Which of the following streets have you ever lived or used as your address? Williams and Croker Road, 14555 Highway 45, Hickory Circle West, Sparrow Road, or all of the above?
All of the above.
In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Butler, Mobile, Morgan, or Perry, Alabama? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which color is your 1998 Buick Trans Sports? Black, dark blue, red, or silver? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
What was your last day worked?
As an employer or independent contractor? Employees?
Yeah, as an employer. You filing for your penny, so it would be you, right?
Yes, ma'am. It was December the 3rd.
December 3rd, sir?
December 3rd last year, yes, ma'am.
December 3rd last year?
Yes, ma'am. I've been unemployed for a while. I was supposed to go back, but in January, but they didn't accumulate enough claims for me to go back. So
it was December 3, 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer within you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title, sir?
Insurance adjuster.
Insurance adjuster?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And which was it? Who it was for? Pilot, Yellow Pine, sir?
Yeah, pilot. Yes,
pilot, okay. Okay. All right. And could I please have a number for them?
Yes. It's 800.
Sir?
1-800. 345. 2287.
I have 800-345-2287.
Yeah.
Thank you. Could you please give me your start date, employment start date with them?
It was back in November of 2019.
I need a. You have a middle, ending date. I mean, November.
Yeah, it was. I'd say probably November 18th or something like that.
20 what?
2019.
And what was your last day worked again, please?
It was December 3rd, 2021.
And could you please give me the city and state work was performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile?
Yes, sir. I have a question. Maybe
yes, sir.
Like in 2020, they deployed me to Minnesota. And I think I worked for they deployed me to Iowa and then Minnesota. I worked out of town for like 2 months then. Could I file, like they say you combine it, could I file like and get that, you know, the most I could get out of unemployment through like another state like that, or
no.
Somebody okay. But anyway,
have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working with them? Quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
Okay. Okay, and we're doing your bank account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims are calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your week of certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So, Mr. Johnston, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. With that, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.